On Tuesday, people across eastern North Carolina headed to the polls to cast their ballot in the municipal elections, and the results are in. Chris Thomas reports on how cities and towns across the region may be getting ready to see new faces in old places.
Now, a quick word of warning. The 2015 municipal elections aren't over in North Carolina. Until the end of the November 10th county canvasses, a final tally of all submitted ballots, none of the results are official. But barring major voting improprieties, the book on this year's election is, for all intents and purposes, closed. Written in it are the end of some careers in public office, at least for now. While many incumbents around the region sailed into wide margin victories, some now have finite timelines for the end of a chapter in their lives. In Greenville, McLean Godley, a 2014 East Carolina University graduate, unseated Marion Blackburn, a three-term city council member from District 3. Rick Crossgary, a physician and District 5 representative on the council, also lost his bid for re-election to P.J. Conley, a real estate broker. On the other hand, Alan Thomas, mayor of Greenville, waltzed back into the mayor's office, winning by nearly 12.5%. Thomas and the new city council also received marching orders from voters in Greenville. A $15.85 million bond referendum for transportation projects, including additional funding for the 10th Street Connector, linking the town's medical district with East Carolina University, was approved by an overwhelming 40.98% margin. According to ECU professor and returning city council member at large, Calvin Mercer, voters sent a clear message through their ballots. Despite controversy over part of the bond, $750,000, going toward expansion of the pedestrian-oriented Greenville Greenway, which is expected to be an east-west connector across the city.
Unfortunately, the 5% of the bond that was devoted to the greenways got an inordinate amount of attention. However, the fact that that got so much attention and the fact that the bond passed so overwhelmingly, I think sends a message that the people of Greenville do want a broad vision of growth for their city. They are interested in growth that includes quality of life and adequate transportation of all sorts.
Meanwhile, in nearby Lenoir County, a range of issues from crime to the still vacant Granger Stadium were discussed during the city council election season in Kinston, which included a few upsets of their own, including the victory of Gordon Vermillion, a retired businessman and former city council member. He said he was at the Lenoir County Board of Elections when the news came he'd reclaimed a seat on the council, edging out incumbent Kelly Jarman by 361 votes. While council newcomer Felicia Solomon's victory did not come as a surprise to Kinston Free Press city and county government reporter Jennifer Cannon, Solomon got the lion's share of the 8,876 votes cast, the other two seats were up for grabs.
We had two incumbents, Sammy C. Aiken and Kelly Jarman. So it was anticipated that one or both of them could take the second and third seat. But we also had Gordon Vermillion, who was a previous city council member and a Kinston business leader, as well as Farrell Branch, who has been a Kinston businessman and was very popular with the people. And following up behind him, Steve Reagan, Michael Davis, Lenny Peterson, they all had support from different areas. So the second and third seats were a little bit up in the air.
Vermillion said he's excited about his second round as a city council member. His number one priority over the next 4 years is ensuring Kinston rekindles a spirit of inclusiveness and community participation in civic matters, something he says he remembers fondly from his previous stint on the council in the 1990s.
Back when I was on the council, we did a lot of community outreach. We went and reached out to the community and let them know what we were doing in terms of crime prevention, and rather than tell them after the fact, we actually brought them in, and that did a lot to give them the encouragement to come forward and say, hey, we got a problem over here.
Some other races of note in the region, in North Topsail Beach and Onslow County, where beach nourishment has been a prominent topic of discussion, Mayor Daniel Tooman was unseated by challenger Fred Burns. The town of Williamston in Martin County will also have a new mayor. Joyce Wichard Brown beat incumbent Tommy Robertson. In Havelock and Craven County, all incumbent candidates on the ballot were victorious. Kinston Free Press, the Daily Reflector of Greenville, and the Daily News of Jacksonville contributed to this report. If you want to find out more about the election results in eastern North Carolina and throughout the state, visit the State Board of Elections website at ncsbe.gov. For PRE Public Radio East, I'm Chris Thomas.